Blog Talk Radio. Father God, I thank you for allowing me to unite again tonight to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ones that are listening, God, that want to hear a word from you. Father God, I thank you for just allowing me this stage, God, to present to others your good and your faithful sovereignty. God, I thank you for allowing us to meet again tonight on one accord, God. And I ask you, God, to just anoint these lips of clay, God, what you would have me to say, God. And, Lord, I'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, give your name the honor, and give your name the praise. Amen. And so we're going to come with an A selection. We're going to do an A and B selection like we have started to do now to entertain you and to just inspire your heart and your soul on tonight. So we're going to come without any further ado with our A selection, and we ask you just to take your shoes off, get comfortable, and enjoy Jesus with me. After the completion of this selection, I will be back briefly. So until then, have yourself a good time, and I'm intending to just enlighten your heart on tonight. I'll be back after this selection. May God bless you. All right. I hope and pray that you enjoyed that selection. And we will be coming right on back with the B selection. So we hope you enjoy this next selection. And after the completion of this selection, I will bring you the Word of God. All right. Enjoy.
If I had some encouragement, bitch, this is what I'd say. Ain't no need to worry.
Glory, glory.
With the night.
Ain't no need to worry.
It's gonna bring.
It's out there in radio land, digital radio land. I want you to be encouraged tonight. Come to encourage your heart and spirit. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Enjoyed that selection. It's gonna be all right, and it's gonna be all over in the morning. All right, we know time is of an essence, and we're gonna go right on into our text on tonight. And also, I want to bring back, just in case you that have just tuned in, you're tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God's House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the city of Gilroy, California. And if you'd like to call in, that call-in number is 877-598-8654. That number once again is 877-598-8654. We welcome your call. If we have been a blessing, I have inspired you, uplift your heart in any way, we would like to hear from you, and we just urge you to call in. Don't be shy, but call in and let us know how we're doing. And we know that, you know, I'm getting back into the swing of things. I've come up over a couple of rough roads along the way, but I will continue until I get it like I would like for it to be. And you know, only my best for God will do. And that's all I wanted to do, is to please God with my finest attributes. I want to be the best that I can render unto God. All right, now we're going to go on into our text. And our text for tonight, this is the final part two. If you see some more listings, just omit those. I will delete those after this show tonight. And if I don't get around to doing it tonight, then I will delete those on tomorrow. God delay his coming. But this is part two, and the theme is, are you walking in your calling? Are you walking in your calling? Have you got distracted and off course? Don't go outside of your zone. Stay in your lane. And like I first stated on last week about how some of us, as men and women of God, we have went out our boundary, meaning that we have stepped outside of our calling. And we know that we that are ministers of the gospel, we are to hold the office of apostle, if you hold the office of apostle, bishop, deacon, prophet, missionary, teacher, whatever your position is, we are to treat it. Treat it with the utmost of dignity and the highest of respect. This is the order of God. And we cannot be a psychology, a psychiatry, a therapist, a sex therapist, unless we are equipped in those areas. If you have the background knowledge in those areas, then I say, if God give you the okay to do that, then you do as God has chosen. But now just going out on your own without any degree, you know, then you're going outside of your boundary. The best thing to do for couples that are in danger of a divorce is to pray. Prayer changes everything. Prayer is the key player in our daily lives. I mean, prayer is the essential tool that we use, and if we are not using that essential tool of prayer, we should make prayer our number one priority, number one on the list. We want to pray. God said man should always pray and faint not. So we know that if we're praying, then we are reaching God. We can reach God when we go into submission of prayer. And prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations. And like I first stated, that when God puts a couple together, there is no divorcing. When you have laid your hand on that Bible and you had pledged for better or worse, for richer or poor, in sickness and health, until death do you both part, then that was your solemn promise to stay in that relationship, you know, regardless of how rocky or how shady that it is, you know. As long as this, you know, not brutality, because God don't want you to be abusive, whether the woman is abusive or the husband is abusive, God do not want us to be abusive. We can't go beating up anyone. We can't do that, because nowadays if you go to fighting and you cause harm to someone, you will get arrested and coerced off to jail. So we don't want the saints of God in their homes and outside of their homes fighting, because that is not pleasing unto God. But what I'm saying is that we cannot be Dr. Ruth and sex therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists if we are not equipped in those fields. If we have schooling to back us up, then I feel that you have consulted God and he says it's okay, then you can go ahead and, you know, you can talk and you can hold, you know, sessions in your craft. Now, if you have went to school for that, you hold degrees. I'm talking about the ones that don't hold a degree. I don't hold a degree. I don't have a PhD degree, you know, so I would be outside of my boundary, you know. I would say we would pray. Now, I can pray with you and pray for you that God will strengthen you and your and whatever you need strengthened in as far as the marriage. But my job is to tell you how to get to the kingdom of heaven. That is my job. That's what God gave me this assignment. Is he said, go into the world and preach my gospel to every creature. He that believeth is, you know, is baptized, and he that believeth not shall be damned. But if you believe on God, that God was raised from the dead, and you come to God as a sinner and you tell God that you want him to be first and foremost in your life and you want God to be your Lord and Savior and you want to live a Christian lifestyle before men's and women's out here in this place we call society on planet Earth, then you be welcome. God will welcome you with open arms. God loves us, and he don't want any of us to miss heaven and go to hell. God, we know that everybody is not going to go to heaven because the scripture speaks of that. But I believe that God wants as many as want to go can go because he give us a choice to choose ye this day who you going to serve. Are you going to serve the devil, which is our adversary, or are you going to serve Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the man that they hung him high and they stretched him wide. And I'll tell you, God died until the sun refused to shine. And I can just imagine the agony and the pain that God suffered out on that cross for your sins and mine. And, you know, I just want to kind of change up just a minute because I'm thinking about Jesus on that cross. And I'm thinking about this is the month of Jesus' birth. And so, you know, we go out and we buy gifts and, you know, and we buy postcards and all of these, you know, lovely things, and you know, and good tidings. That's what we're doing it as in good tidings one to another, our brothers and our sisters and our loved ones and our friends and acquaintances, you know. But, you know, I just want you to know on tonight that this is Jesus' month of celebration. It's not really about us. It's not about us going out and just, you know, maxing out your credit card and, you know, overspending. And then in the next cycle, you know, you will regret, you know, that you overspent, you know. But God is the reason for the season. Because if it hadn't have been Jesus that hung and bled and died on Calvary cross, there would not be a you or I where we can meet and greet and fellowship here tonight on Blog Talk Radio. And I thank God for this opportunity because, like I first stated, I told God I want to go out into the highways and the byways and tell of the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, and it's so awesome to where you want to work for God and you tell him what you want to do, you know, when you know what you want to do, because a lot of us don't know what area of ministry that we would like to work in. But then that's when God will, you know, he would let us know what positions that he requests us to, you know, to walk in. And so every one of us, though, every one of us have a job, and we play a part in winning souls for Christ, witnessing, because this will set the stage for how our crown will look by winning souls to God. And every day that we go about our way, our daily way, you know, our daily travel, or our daily, you know, whatever position that you're in, whenever you're out and about and you meet people along your journey, you know, and even if it's through a HIU, you know, or if it's, you know, in a complimentary, you know, you might meet somebody and say, you know, how pretty they're looking, or maybe something that they, apparel they're wearing that you like, and you compliment them on that. You know, there's so many ways that we can get to, you know, share the word of God with those that we meet. And I'll tell you, it looks like every time that I go outside of my home, I always meet somebody that I can share a word of God with, you know. And I tell you, it's just such a blessing, you know, because look like all this week I have met many people in my journey, and we have got to share the goodness of the Lord, even if it's to say that, you know, it's the God is the reason for the season, and that it's not about us, but it's about Him. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Him. And so I'll get on back now on the theme in which I am talking about on tonight. And I just want to share my thoughts with you, and we will go into the Word of God. So let's go over to, let's go over to 1 Timothy, the second chapter, and the first verse. And it reads like this. It says, "Exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness and honesty." Hallelujah. And then we'll go on down, we'll go on down to the seventh verse. "Whereunto I am ordained, a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not." So we know that when we hold an office of apostleship, we know that we are to tell the truth directly, coming straight across, you know, the Word of God as God has given it to us. And when we do that, we know that we are pleasing God. But we are not supposed to, you know, to be outside our boundary. And I'm seeing that a lot of us, we are out of our character, and we are supposed to stay in our lane. And God don't want us to straddle a fence, but He wants us to tell the goodness of Jesus, tell the gospel truth, tell the good news to a dying soul, because that is what the world needs now. The world is in an uproar. Our adversary is on the loose, and he's seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to carry as many of them as far as people in the world, and some of us that are saints. God would like to derail us and get us off of, you know, off the path of righteousness and get us back over into His playground. But we know that if we stay steadfast and unmovable, it's nothing that a weapon, God says that there's no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but only if we keep our hand in God's hand. God will keep us in perfect peace. He said, "Those who keep their minds stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace." And we know that God will keep us if we want to be kept. God is not going to force us to do anything, because God gave us a choice. You know, He gave us a choice, because He said, choose who you're going to serve. If you don't want to live for me, then you can live for Satan. And I will just share this with you. I would say, come on over and try Jesus. And if you find out, hallelujah, that you don't like it, then the world can take you back. But I will be willing to place my life on the line as to say that once you try Jesus, you will wonder why it's taken you this long. Because Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to any of us that has come into the knowledge of Christ. God is the best thing that ever could have happened to us. Some of us would be dead in our grave today if it hadn't have been for God's grace and mercy that kept us thus far. And I know that if we keep our hand in God's hand, God will keep us as he have always kept us. But we got to keep our hand in God's hand. Don't let go of the plow. And if you got your hands on the plow, don't look back. Because God said that anyone got his hand on the plow and looking back is not even worthy. You hear me? It's not even worthy for the kingdom of heaven. So I know we don't want to be counted unworthy by looking back. We got to go forward because we got a work to do, y'all. And I tell you, time is of an essence. Time is winding down. And I tell you, look like we got just so much happening. Every day that you cut on the television, you cut on the radio, you log on to your computers, you know, we just in a ruckus with news. They can't even deliver the news fast enough before we encountering another catastrophe. But what we need to do as a country and as a nation is to pray. We need to pray like never before, saints. We need to pray like our life depended on it. Because we know that our adversary know that his time is about up. He is meant to be ejected from his seat, and he knows it. And he is willing to take as many as he can, as many that will allow him. Because if you are a child of God and you know God and you know his word and you know you have the power of the Holy Ghost inside of yourself, you got power to defeat any demonic spirit that comes against you. You said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. That's all you got to say. And that devil got to flee. He cannot hang. Now, he may not be gone, because we know that he's not going to be gone forever, but he will return. But for the time being, he will leave you alone and he'll go on to coerce somebody else into his false, you know, doctrine, because he knows that his time is about up. And Jesus is soon to come. So we that are in positions as bishops, as apostles, as missionaries, as deacons, as prophetess, we are to deliver the word of God. That is our charge, is to deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ. From Genesis all the way to Revelation. And we know that the Bible concludes of 66 books. And those are the books that God will open on that great day. And God said there was another book, and that was the book of life. Hallelujah. And saints of God, we will be judged by the fruit we bear. That's how we would be judged. And it would be yea or nay. It would be welcome or depart from me. I never knew you. And those are crippling words, you know, just, I mean, excruciating words no one want to ever hear the master tell you as his child, as his son or daughter, as his disciple, to depart from me. I never knew you. Your work was of iniquity. But we all want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because God tells us right here and right now as men's and women's of God. God's words declare, if you be faithful, hallelujah, over a few things. You don't have to be faithful over a lot of things. But God's word said, if you just be faithful over a few things, he said, I will make you ruler over many. So in that retrospect, we know that if we pray and we keep on praying and we keep on praying and make that a habit forming attitude, to God daily, pray. I praise all out through the day. I praise before going to bed because I know that prayer is a central thing. Prayer is the weapon that we can use against the adversary, and that is Satan himself. See, as long as we keep our prayer going, that covers our families. That covers our kids when they go off to Head Start. That covers our children when they go off to the elementary school. That covers our babies when they go off to the nursery. That covers our high school students when they go off to school. That covers our college grads when they go off to college. So prayer is an essential element that we should use all day, not just in the morning, not just at night before we go to bed, but we should pray all through the day, all through the night, consistency. As long as that when we sleep, we know we can't pray while we sleep. But I'm saying when our feet hit the floor or if our knees hit the floor and we go down in prayer and go down to pray, we are to cover our children. Don't send them off from home uncovered because that gives the devil an advantage. He has an advantage when we don't pray while they're going off to school. We should pray for them that God will bless them and encamp his angelic angels all around about them. And when we do that, then God hear us when we pray. I'll tell you, God hears us, and God honors our prayer. That's what he does. God honors our prayer, and we know that God will put a shield of protection over our families, over our loved ones as well, over the seniors. We have senior loved ones. May they be an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent. Excuse me. We are to put prayer over them. Excuse me again. We are to pray for our loved ones. And then, excuse me, we are to pray for our loved ones daily, that God will watch over them and sustain their lives. When you're going to work and in your travel, in your destination, always pray. Pray while you're driving along because you never know where the devil is set up, where he got a roadblock set up for the saints of God. I come to serve you, notice, the devil do not like us. The devil do not like you. The devil do not like God. And you know, Lucifer was his name, or is his name, Lucifer. He was one of God's most beloved angels before he was kicked out of heaven. And now he have hatred and malice for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we are heirs of Christ and joint heirs of Christ. And so if God doesn't like our Father, our spiritual Father, Jesus Christ, if Lucifer don't like Jesus, he doesn't like us either. He doesn't like you talking about Jesus. He don't like you worshiping Jesus. He don't like you shouting. If you got to shout and you get happy in your service and you render a shout unto God, the devil is angry at you and I. And he's going to try to, you know, get even with you and I. He's going to try to say, hey, you know, I saw you lifting up Jesus. I got something planned for you. But if we keep our prayer line of communication open, then the devil can't do us any harm. The devil has got to flee. You can say, but get behind me, Satan. Or you can open up your door and say, get out. And then if you want to get him going even quicker, put on you some spiritual music. Put on you some spiritual music and just go to praising God and lifting your hands. And sometimes you might be speaking in an unknown tongue that the devil have no knowledge of what you're saying. And you just go to talking to Jesus. Honey, the devil has got to flee. He can't stay there because the power of God is so strong until he got to bust him a move. But I just want you to know that God will bless you when you do as he commands. And I'm intending to carry out the assignment that God has given unto me unto the fullest of my ability. I want to render to God my very best. And even when I make an error, I tell God, God, I'm sorry, you know, because I know that was our adversary that came in and tried to hinder, you know, what I wanted to bring before God. And so I know that God hear my humble cry and my sincerity of my prayer. And God said that he hears us when we come to him in sincerity and in truth. We can't go to God, you know, not being truthful, because God will not hear us. We can't go to God worshiping wrong to somebody that has wronged us, because God would not hear us. But if we walk in the position that God has given to each one of us, then we will see the fruits that we'll be able to bear when we do. I tell you, you'll be so happy about the souls that you've won in the kingdom of heaven by us being obedient to God's word. That's all it is. It's just being obedient to your calling, whatever position, office that you hold, because we know that these are all just titles. But even so, if we do as God has commanded us to do, then God will surely bless us beyond our wildest imagination. You know, God will bless you, and then he'll even bless you even further, even more than you could have even hoped for. God will bless us, because God is such an awesome God. He's such a giving God, and God loves us. He loves us. He loves us because he proved that when he went to Calvary cross. Jesus proved that he loved us. And I tell you, I am just so thrilled to be able to have come before your presence tonight. And I just want you to call in and let us know, you know, how you're liking the program, because, you know, we want to bring the best possible program to you. At least I do, you know. And I want to always, you know, come with the leading of God. I don't want nothing to be what it was me, because everything I know that I do is from God. I tell God, God, you give me what to say, and God gives me what to say. and God honors our prayers. And so all we have to do is just be obedient to God. That's all we got to do is just be obedient, stay in our calling, you know, and God will surely bless us. And I hope that you have enjoyed the service on tonight, and that's are you walking in your calling is the final theme on tonight, and we completed part two of walking in your calling. And I hope that this radio, digital radio program has been a blessing to you. And I would encourage you to call in. And our toll-free number, you don't have to pay anything to call. Our toll-free number is 877-598-8654. The number again is 877-598-8654. And you are listening and tuned into the Blog Talk Radio with Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the city of Gilroy, California, along with my co-pastor, Sherlene Cook of No Bound Ministry of Livermore, California, where God is saving and renewing the lives of his people. I just thank God for what he's doing. He's doing a mighty work in our ministry. And I know that it's greater things coming ahead for 2013. You just keep your hand in God's hand. Don't let go. And watch God move on your behalf. You hear me? Just watch God show up and show out like he always do. And so I will just have you to listen. I'm going to play a little music for the ending of the show tonight. And I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be blessed. I want you just to go with God. And I want you to have a beautiful Christmas and happy. Yeah, well, I'll probably be back before this money's out. I think I got one more broadcast before December is out. But I want you to have a beautiful Christmas and, you know, just go in God as God go in you. And let Jesus be the reason for the season. And may God bless you until we meet again. Bye for now. I will play the remaining of the program with music. You be blessed, and I love you. Bye for now. Listen to the music. Bye-bye.
Open the floodgates of heaven.